The Portage City Council has known since early February that current city manager Maurice Evans would retire April 1st. With less than 2 months' notice, council members knew they wouldn't find a permanent replacement for Evans before he left. At a council meeting last night, Mayor Pro Tem Jim Pearson said it's critical that the council take the time needed to find the right person.
The most important thing we do on council is to find a permanent city manager. That'll be the person that will be directing the city, setting the tempo and where we go over the next 5 or 10 years, hopefully. And so that is the most important thing that we really need to work on, and we will be spending a lot of time on it.
That's led to a series of special meetings to work out a process for hiring a new manager. Last night, the council approved a job description. They won't post it directly. Instead, they'll send it to a search firm. It will pick a handful of candidates and present them to the council. But the search for a permanent city manager takes months. In the interim, a city usually appoints an acting city manager. And often that means elevating someone already in the city manager's office. Current deputy manager Brian Bowling has been with the city for nearly 38 years and has served as acting manager before. And three members of the council, including Mayor Pete Strazdas, strongly supported appointing him again this time. But last week, the council voted 4-3 to take applications for the acting manager position instead. 2 days later, Bowling announced he was leaving. Councilmember Terry Urban spoke to the council last night.
Whether it's the facilities that you see, whether it's the service you receive, or whether it's the financial health that we enjoy, Brian is in part or in whole responsible for. I believe it was a grave mistake for the welfare of this city, for this council, not to allow Brian to do his specific job, filling in for the city manager when he is not available.
It seemed that Portage might start April 5th with neither an acting manager nor a deputy manager, and that would have made it difficult for even routine city business to go forward, since the city manager or a deputy must sign most financial documents. But at the council meeting yesterday, Strazdas announced that the city had appointed current Director of Employee Development Rob Bolus as acting deputy city manager effective April 4th. Strazdas addressed Bolus at last night's meeting.
Thank you for getting us out of the first step of this bind, okay? I sincerely hope this council will support you. I sincerely hope the community, business community, citizens will support you in your short term of bridging things in the city manager's office.
Bolus will continue to head the HR department while he serves as acting deputy manager. Strazdas says he hopes an acting city manager will be appointed no later than May. The job description approved at last night's meeting will be posted until April 15th. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.